friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And Daryl said some things about the way the Browns are handling Shedeur Sanders. And I'm going to give you some thoughts on that after we hear from Greg in Cleveland.
Greg!
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Drake from Cleveland. How y'all doing?
Oh, this Drake!
Just sounds like Greg. Sorry, Drake.
Hey, what's going
If we would have known it was you, Drake, we would have picked it up a half hour ago.
I appreciate that, Andy. I appreciate that. I originally called because it seems like every time I hear the name Shedeur Sanders, it's a negative comment after that. It's like the network told you, hey, if you say that name, you better say something negative after or you're fired. I'm going to can you.
Not us. Jeff and I've never once had that conversation other than with Jeff. Jeff has said, if you say that again, I want to fire you. And I'm like, Jeff, we work together. You're not my boss. Shut up. And he goes,
exactly,
yeah, you're right.
Andy, exactly. Yeah. Jeff, I have no idea what's been going on. I know you don't drink, but it sounds like you're drinking today. agreeing with Daryl Ryder that the Browns have done the right thing with Shedeur Sanders. When have the Browns ever done the right thing with a quarterback? That has not happened in our lifetime. But I will say this. Because of the way I hear people saying, oh, I like what he's doing. I like the way they're handling Shedeur Sanders. You like the way they're handling a rookie quarterback that they give no practice time to. They do not pay this guy one compliment any day. Anytime you hear them say something about Shedeur Sanders, it's always something negative.
Hang on, Drake. Listen, and I bet he'll nail this. If I'm asking Kevin Stefanski or Coach Menegan about Shedeur Sanders, you will answer. Every time Kevin gets a question about Shedeur, he answers it just like this.
Yeah, Drake, we've been really impressed with how he's putting the work inside of our rooms and how he's been able to capitalize on those opportunity periods. He's working very, very hard like the rest of the guys inside of our locker room and is getting better every day.
And all the rookies. That's exactly what you'll hear every time from
the
Browns.
That's the problem I have with
they never change. They never go off that, no.
He always includes the rest of the group. When you say Shedeur Sanders, he'll talk about Dylan Gabriel. He'll pay him every compliment in the world. He'll talk about Joe Flacco like he is the Messiah. But the moment you say Shedeur, it's like his insides are coming out. It's the painfulest thing he has to say throughout the course of the day is that Shedeur did his job. And the crazy part about it is you don't develop rookie quarterbacks with no time in practice. You have to play to get better. The Browns have told you since training camp the exact same message. He's not ready. He's not ready. They've even told you, oh, he's regressing. But they've never said anything positive about Shedeur. If you're Shedeur Sanders and the national media every day is talking about, when are you going to play Shedeur?
All right, Drake. Drake, thank you.
Thanks, Drake.
Now
we're still tight, Drake. We're good.
Yeah, Drake's a great guy. Great caller. Very, very passionate. So here's why I agree with Daryl. Okay? And probably disagree with Drake. During the regular season, the quarterback who gets practice time is the guy who is going to play that week.
Why would you want to get him ready for the game? I don't understand.
The guy who is going to play gets the practice time. The second teamer, usually you hear, gets like no reps with the first team. So why would the third teamer? Okay. Now, there's that. Here's this, and I truly believe this. I hope that Shedeur becomes a stud quarterback in the NFL. I hope he does. If most of the NFL thought he was ready to do that, he wouldn't have been on the board in the fifth round. That's just a fact. Okay? Just, you can say all you want. The NFL drafts some guys and brings in players with backgrounds that you would think, ooh, you don't want to draft that guy. Well, so in other words, just because a guy might be a little brash, he drops to the fifth round, nope, that doesn't happen. Guys drop to the fifth round because that's where the NFL thinks they have the talent to be drafted. That's what that's about. And I love the idea that the Browns are taking their time with him, maybe bringing him up to speed on some offensive stuff that he didn't see too much of in college, and maximizing his ability to succeed eventually. Man, could you imagine, Andy, if he becomes a really good quarterback? That'd be awesome. It would be awesome.
I wonder what it, for the folks that want Shador out there right now, and he's not like Dan in Green Bay. Did you ever remember anybody yelling about, oh, how many reps is Brett Favre getting? How many reps is Aaron Rodgers getting? How many reps is Love getting with the second teamers? They kind of knew what was coming, and they knew they were going to replace him, and that's why. What do we say?
Rodgers sat for 3 years. Jordan Love sat for 3 years. But look what they ended up being. Jordan Love's pretty dang good, and Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they don't worry about quarterbacks in Green Bay. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to get it right every time, but I imagine, you know, what do you think Sports Talk Radio was in Green Bay when they were like, Aaron Rodgers got to get more reps?
No, it was pretty much what you're hearing right now.
Wasn't it more so,
same as what
why
we're
did they draft Aaron Rodgers? Why did they draft Jordan Love?
Everybody wants...
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's the new shiny toy at all times. Everybody wants the new shiny thing. It was the same thing that happened when Rodgers was drafted. It was, Favre sucked lately. He's old. He's got gray hair and thumbs broken. It's all the same garbage.
I just hurt my hand playing hammer slugging.
And over. And it's the same thing with Jordan Love on top of it, because Rodgers wasn't playing the best, and they kicked Rodgers in the ass, and all of a sudden he looked better. Like, this is the problem with all of this stuff. Like, it's the most frustrating thing that is taking place. It makes my head hurt.
Don't you think, guys? And correct me if you disagree with me.
How many reps is Malik Willis getting? Is he getting enough reps in practice?
They put in a whole new offense when Malik Willis walks onto the field. They run the triple option like it's a damn military school. I mean, Shador Sanders is not ready to start in the NFL. Done. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's
exactly.
A lot of quarterbacks who are like that.
Exactly.
We're in a big hurry to get these guys on the field.
Shador Sanders is not your firstborn child.
If they can bring him along and develop him and make him NFL ready and hopefully maximize his chances of being a great franchise quarterback, isn't ultimately that's what we want?
Right.
Isn't that what you want here?
Yeah, if he can be.
Patience is a hell of a thing.
I don't know. I'm just tired of the national media jumping on the clicks and saying that it's just like.
Well, Andy,
Schultz had to walk him out to the cooler.
But that's all they're trying to do.
Isn't that what it is? It's Schultz has to walk him out to the cooler because no one else in Stalag 13 is going to let him play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they make it sound like the Browns have this just this evil plan. Right.
When maybe this plan has worked
for other teams before.
Exactly.
If they come out a year from now and Shador Sanders is the best quarterback the Browns have ever had, and somewhere along the line someone has the epiphany, wouldn't it be great to hear his dad go, Dan, you know what, maybe he wasn't ready when he got to the NFL. But the Browns, you know, they let him work it in slow, and they let him ramp it, just like Eric Wedge would say, they let him ramp it up, and now look at the quarterback he is, and now look at where the Browns are. I think the problem is that because he was a fifth-round pick, nobody wants to believe that that could happen, but that is a scenario that's out there. Thank you. Sorry. I felt like I cut you off there. I felt bad.
That's all right.
Okay.
You were on a roll.
Thank you.
Add this too to it.
I've got a diehard Shador friend. He says Green Bay had Hall of Fame quarterback both times ahead of the rookie. That's inconsequential here. Well, what it is this.
They didn't know it at the time.
No, they knew they had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And when they drafted Jordan Love, they knew they had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers.
But you still have to go out there and execute to become a Hall of Fame quarterback.
No.
What I'm saying is
when they drafted Rodgers, you already knew Favre was a Hall of Famer. And when they drafted Jordan Love, you knew Aaron Rodgers was a Hall of Famer.
I got it. Okay.
It doesn't matter who's starting at quarterback if the guy isn't ready yet. And they want to develop him and maximize his opportunities to succeed. Shador fans, get that through your heads, please. They are trying to help this guy become a stud quarterback. They're not holding him back.
They're
doing just the opposite. They want him to be great.
They want him to go where you want him to go. You're literally pulling in the same direction.
Exactly. And people don't.
It's the most asinine part.
People don't understand that. I mean, forgive me. I watched DeShone Kizer play at Notre Dame, and I thought, man, this guy's intriguing. I hope they could. Chris Fuller was in your role at the time, Dano. When Kizer dropped into that second round, Fuller and I are texting back and forth because Chris liked him too. Hey, here's our chance to get our guy. The last thing they ever should have done was put him on the field because he wasn't ready.
His head coach said he was a franchise quarterback.
Right. And I'll forever wonder, gosh, I wish they'd given him a year or three to maybe learn more and come along because I thought DeShone had some real gifts. I think Shador does too. Mm-hmm. Allow him to develop and maximize his opportunity to succeed, folks. That's what people aren't getting here. Dan, you just said it. The Browns want him to get to exactly where Shador fans want him to get to.
Right. You're all pulling in the same direction.
It's unbelievable.
You don't want to put him out there and have to hand him the brown pants. And you can piece together exactly what that means.
Wow.
You want him to be out there with a confidence and an understanding of what is coming, not to be overwhelmed and need to be wearing the brown pants.
You want him to succeed.
I don't think that kid is ever going to be in that spot. He is unbelievably confident in what he's doing. I understand what you're saying, but I just don't agree. I confidence is the one thing that he's got. There's no, I mean,
but
I'm not questioning anything else.
Not confidence, but
either
answers.
Either that or it's bravado.
I want him to have
answers.
And
there's a difference.
I want him to be confident in what he can do, and I want him to have knowledge of answers. That's avoiding the brown pants.
All right.
We've talked all about this being a wait till next year in the draft thing.
I hate it, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, maybe I'm not.
What do you mean? You think you're wrong? You think this year? You think they're going to turn it around this year?
I didn't say that.
It smelled like it.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.